individual, please.
Item 699, request of Chuck Crockett to address council regarding contracts with sex offenders, civil rights violations, government and law enforcement authority.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Wheeler. Hello, City Council.
Morning.
Like I said, I signed up for communications because I emailed all of you about the situation with the sex offenders and Pastor Hennessy and the IPAC group. And my concern with that is that, you know, Pastor Hennessy and the City Council made a outcall to the streets to form some kind of program or situation which would curb gang violence, and we responded to that. But we responded to that, and we didn't know that the City Council and the Portland Police and all of these groups were actually sitting in a group with a known sex offender and were condoning to it, and we don't condone to that. So we reached out to you in our concern with that and why the Portland Police would be claiming to have some kind of peace and action coalition with the sex offender as actually a threat to the community. And we know that's not the only sex offender involved in that group and involved in those kind of meetings. And our concerns are kind of validated as a community when you outreach to what you consider the gang community and they respond, and the response is met with that of sex offenders. That's not a good, you know, thing to see. Also, the civil rights violations that have been going on in the City of Portland with the Portland Police and the city government involving ORS 199.410, which mandates the city to review the community needs and provide services and programs to the needed community, which the city has not done. You yourself, Ted Wheeler, have admitted that the city has failed to provide housing for the displaced African Americans in Portland. Also, with those ORS violations, we have yet to see any improvement with the police. If you look at the quarterly review, you can see that African Americans are still being pulled over at three times the population, basically one third or one fourth of the total traffic stops of what Portland police are doing. And that was also a concern a couple years ago, where a study was released that 59% of the African American, 59% of the people that were stopped were African American. We've yet to see an actual direct impact of what the city has been able to do regarding the police. We also have Chief Outlaw, who just came from a situation involving a child that was being sex trafficked inside of the Oakland Police Department, who actually seems to be compliant with the sex offenders in the IPAC meeting and during those meetings. And also, we saw that she said that she was not, you guys were not going to be arresting ICE, assisting ICE with immigrants, but we have yet to see you take the same stance towards African Americans and what the city government has been doing. So we are very concerned with what the city government is going to do regarding our community, because it seems as though the city government is aiding everybody else, but the African American community is not in compliance with ORS 199.410. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next individual, please.